For more news, go to our website at usaradio.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome you back to the program. We've reached the start of yet another hour of Bucket Strategy Investing. More of the best in money information is just ahead, and you've got a chance to get involved in the show. I would suggest you do so right now. We got more strategies for you coming up this hour, and we'll be taking your phone calls as we do. I'm Johnny Dean here, Professor Rick Plum with me, certified financial planner here from Lucia Capital Group, as we are every hour at this time. If you got a money question, well, guess what? We got the answers for you. And we're here for you once again. Your emails, your phone calls coming up. We do have some lines open right now for you to just give us a call. That's all you got to do. If you have a question on saving, whatever it is, buckets, strategy, retirement, annuities. We'll be talking about some bond alternatives shortly. Anything at all on any one of the many topics that we discuss on the show, you can just give us a call. 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You can also send your emails here to the studio. You go to wealthed.com, our website. You just click on the link that says Find Your Answer. Hit on that and type in your question. Now, one of the reasons we do what we do here each day is, of course, our strong belief that everyone should have some kind of retirement strategy. You don't want to try to do this yourself, okay? I'll say this right away. You don't want to try to do this yourself. We've seen too many people mess things up over the years. And it's not anyone's fault. It's just that it's complicated stuff. All right? You need a retirement strategy. You need a good one, one that makes your retirement work for you, one that fits your unique needs and goals. So you can give the people at Lucia Capital Group a call. They'll set you up with a bucket strategy of your own, and you can talk to Professor Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150 is the off-air number. Schedule an appointment with a Brain Trust member. Get yourself started on the right track to retirement. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. And on the air, our number, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Had a question yesterday. We were talking, was it yesterday? What was our bond discussion? Was that yesterday? Yes. Fixed income investments? I'm losing track of where we were. We were talking about fixed income investments yesterday, and we really didn't get into all that we wanted to talk about because we had quite a few phone calls. But we'll get to all the whole yield to maturity thing. But here's the issue, Professor Plum. Interest rates, too low, all right? You just don't want to be a lender. I don't want to be a lender. Nobody really wants to be a lender, certainly not for a long period of time. 1.68, something like that.
On the 10-year treasury.
On the 10-year treasury. Yes, you're guaranteed to get that. But yeah, you got to hold it for 10 years. And if interest rates go up and you got to get rid of that thing, you're more than likely going to lose money.
Yes.
People don't like that. They don't like the specter of seeing that.
No, perhaps, we don't like losing money. That's universal statement.
Yes, it is. You've got two things going on. First of all, there's no reward for lending money. That's number one.
Right.
And number two, the potential of interest rates going up means that you could lose money on that investment if you got to get rid of it.
Well, and there's two ways to lose money. Either you lose money because you sell it when it's less than value, or you hold on to it to maturity where you don't lose physical money, but you lose out on the opportunity of earning better, higher interest rates.
Right, exactly. So people are a little bit skittish. Although, you know, I'm saying this. At the same time, since they raised interest rates back in December, people, for whatever reason, have been flocking into the 10-year, driving the yield down to, I think, almost, let's see, what, 60-some-odd basis points below where it was when the Fed raised their interest rates.
Right. I mean, it went down, below 1.6 at one point from 2.3.
Exactly. So
that's
those who,
70 basis
so those
points.
Who bought at 2.3 actually, if they sold, could make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
On that 10-year. Who would have thought that? We certainly didn't, and I don't think anybody else did. So anyway, the point is this. You've got bonds, and you're not happy with them. You're afraid the interest rates are going to go up. You're not sure what you want to do with them. Not that there's no place for them, but some people are looking for alternatives to bonds.
Uh-huh.
And what sort of alternatives are out there? I mean, you know, 1.68,
It goes back to what is the reasoning? Why did you want to put the bond portfolio together in the first place? Are you trying to drive an income that you can spend, or are you using it as a diversification technique where you don't necessarily need the income, you're just trying to get away from the potential risk of the stock market? And the reasoning behind that, there's different solutions to the different issues. Income is potentially more of a problem, but with income you're looking for, you're probably going to move into more of the alternative world where the time horizons are similar. 10, you know, we were talking about the 10-year treasury at 1.68. 10, 12, 15-year time horizons, alternatives, things of that nature, you should be able to get a little bit better rate of return, you know, like 4, 5, 6% maybe. That's an income generator. So that's where you might look in those areas. If it's just purely to get away from the risk and the volatility of the market and you're using it as diversification, and you're looking at that 1.7 10-year treasury, well, you could get a 1.7 CD for maybe 4 years, a 1.7 fixed annuity for 3 years, and at the end of 3 years, there's no surrender charges. I don't know what the exact rate is today, but it's going to be similar to that right now. So do you want to lock in for 10 years at 1.7-ish, or do you want to lock in for 3-4 years at 1.7-ish? So you're accomplishing the same thing from a diversification standpoint, basically, assuming mm-hmm. we're not looking for the income, but you're tying it up for a much shorter period of time. Now, you're running the risk when you tie it up for a shorter period of time that when it comes due in that 3-4 year time horizon, interest rates are lower than they are today.
Yes.
Is that a big risk? Hey, it's a risk. It could be lower. They could be lower 3 years than they
are
today.
And you know, people said that 3 years ago. Yeah, I think it was about 3 years ago where we saw a little bit of a spike in interest rates. At some point, the 10-year, I think, got even close to 3. I'm not sure exactly when it was.
So instead of reinvesting it at, you know, continuing to earn 1.7 for the remainder of the 10 years, you'd have to invest it at 1.2, 1.1, or whatever mm-hmm. the new rate is at that time. That's not a huge difference in return potential, but maybe it goes the other way and you can actually earn some more. So there are different things. And again, the solution to the issue depends on why you were looking at bonds in the first place.
What's a normal reason for somebody looking at bonds? I mean, you used to be, you could say, well, you get some income from it if you want.
Well, that's still a reason they look for bonds, cash flow.
It's not kicking off a whole lot anymore.
No, you've got to go out very long on the maturities, mm-hmm. Lower on the credit ratings. You've got to go to some type of a different, you have to accept more risk, either more risk in the interest rate environment or more risk in the credit environment. You, to be able to continue a yield that is commensurate with what we used to potentially get, even 5-10 years ago, we've got to have to accept more risk. If you're unwilling to accept more risk, you're going to go to a lower cash flow if cash flow is the purpose for why you're buying the bonds.
Well, let's say it is cash flow. You know, you gave the choice. You said, well, you could invest right now, currently, you could invest 10 years at whatever, 1.67, whatever it is, something quite low for 10 years.
That's a 10-year treasury, you know, guaranteed by the government.
Right, exactly.
Federal
you could
government.
Do that. Or if you don't like tying it up for 10 years, you could say for 3 or 4 years, get something very similar to that perhaps, and I'm not guaranteeing anything, but I'm saying right around the same rate, but only do it for 3 or 4 years.
Right, and I'd much rather tie it with these interest rates. With interest rates, you tie up very short when interest rates are very low. And when interest rates are very high, in many cases, you want to tie up very long so that you get that interest rate for a long period of time. Like back in 1980, we should have been buying 50-year bonds if they would have issued
them. Well, and you know what people were doing back then? It was they weren't doing that because they said, you know something, in another
6 months,
it's going to go even higher. Why would I want to lock in at 12% when I could probably get 13% 6 or 7 months from now? Again, there you go. It's short-sighted thinking.
A friend of mine at the old savings and loans back when we had those.
I remember
had
savings
a 10-year IRA CD at 12%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only problem he had was that savings and loan went out of business at about year 6. It was FDIC insured. He got all his money back, but he was upset that he couldn't continue to get his 12%.
Well, okay. Now, yeah, that's a problem. So it's simply a matter of time. It's simply a matter of how long you might want to tie this money up.
Yes.
If you don't want to do it for, and you know.
And how much are you being rewarded for tying that money up?
Well, exactly. Because if I'm going to sit here and say, okay, I'm going to look at, I don't know what a 30-year is paying right now.
It's about 3.6, 3.7.
Right. So you say, okay,
you're talking about Treasury.
Yes, Treasury, yes. You say, well, 3.6, I mean, in today's interest rate, that's not environment, that's not bad. But hey, 30 years?
And while we're wondering whether interest rates will go up anytime soon or even in the next 10 years, most of us are pretty confident, although we can't guarantee it, that interest rates will go up over the next 30 years. At some point in the next 30 years, interest rates just may actually go up a little bit.
And I would suggest at some point over the next 30 years, they're going to go up and down and kind of move the way that they have been moving. I mean, the last 7 or 8, 9 years, whatever it is, notwithstanding, I would suspect that this is still going to be a little blip on the overall radar screen.
But on the other side, if I'm going to lock in for 30 years, if I'm going to put away something for 30 years, do I want to accept a 4% interest rate? Now, it is guaranteed, but over 30 years, I might want to use the investment portfolio of a stock portfolio. It's not guaranteed. It will be volatile. But over 30 years, do you think that maybe we could earn a little bit better dividends reinvested on a stock portfolio? 3 years? No, I'm not taking that risk on a stock portfolio. 30 years? Yeah, I'm taking the risk on the stock portfolio. I'm willing to accept that risk over a 30-year period of time, that I think that I can do better than a 30-year treasury. And so that's why I would not lock into a 30-year treasury, unless I'm being a borrower.
Well, then you've got,
I'm a borrower,
when you're on the other side, absolutely.
Long.
That's right. I locked into a 30-year 3.5.
Oh, whatever. Bragger.
Of course, it's based on the full faith and credit of me, which is what's nice about low interest rates if you're going to be the one who's actually borrowing the money. Okay, we're going to come back, talk about some of these alternatives to bonds. Professor, you mentioned, you know, fixed annuities, fixed index annuities, things like that, how they work. We'll tell you about that. Take your phone calls, 877-PLANNER. We got lines open now. Give us a call. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly 3/4 of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here from Lucia Capital Group. And we were talking about fixed income. We had this discussion yesterday. And one of the things that came up but we didn't get a chance to talk about was alternative to bonds. Now, we did mention yesterday and a little bit a segment ago that interest rates are just not that attractive. Even though people have been for the last 6-7 months still sort of jumping into the 10-year treasury, pushing that yield down quite a bit. It doesn't mean that over the long haul that that's necessarily a really good thing, a really good place to go. People do want to know what some alternatives are to bonds. Professor, you mentioned fixed annuities, perhaps fixed indexed annuities. How do these things work as, say, a bond alternative?
Well, as from an income standpoint, if you're comparing interest rates, and almost any fixed annuity that I've seen, you can take the interest out every year just like you can out of a bond. And the principal is guaranteed by an insurance company rather than by the federal government. But you don't lock it up for as long to get the same rate of return. That's on a traditional fixed annuity type chassis. On the fixed index annuity, that's more of a non-income generator, more of a diversification tool. So if we're buying the bonds as a diversification tool, or we're buying the bonds for a 5, 6, 7 year period of time where we're hoping to get a 3-4% rate of return, that's what we used to get out of bonds, right? But you don't get that out of bonds on a 3-4 year rate of return right now without accepting some risk to principal. Well, what if you don't want risk to principal and you want to get that hopeful 3-4% rate of return? Well, that's where the fixed index annuity can actually play its role. It is a fixed account. It is a fixed annuity. An index annuity is not a security. Mm-hmm. It is not an investment in the market. It's a fixed annuity. The only thing different between a traditional fixed annuity and a fixed index annuity is the interest rate. The interest rate on a fixed annuity is stated at the beginning of the period. You're going to earn X percent over this period. On an index annuity, the interest rate is not determined at the beginning of the period. It's determined at the end of the period. 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, however the strategy is structured. They look back at the performance of an index, and they use that performance of the index to determine your interest rate. It won't be the performance of the index. The index is just used to then put into a formula to create an interest rate that the insurance company is willing to pay you. It is specified in the contract. Read the formula. Work through. I know I'm going to ask you to do math. Work through the formula. Understand how it works.
Have your advisor do it if you need help with this.
Have your advisor walk through it with you.
Walk through it and tell you exactly. That's what you guys do.
Play different scenarios.
Absolutely.
What if it goes up by 2013 type returns? What might I receive from this formula? What if? Now, I can tell you what if the index goes down? Should be zero. You shouldn't have to worry. And fixed index annuities don't go down in value because of poor performance on the index. They get interest if the index goes up. But that interest over time should be an average of, right today, in today's world, 3-ish, 3.5% or so. So over a five-year period of time, I mean, you figure that the market's going to go up a couple of those times, and it might go down one or two of those times, two of those years. So fixed index annuity for when you're unwilling to accept risk, but you still want something better than this, potentially better than the CDs are paying.
Yeah, so let's say you lock this up for 5 years. We'll call it 5 years, all right? And you decide, but you're not sure. You don't know, and as you said, until this is over, exactly what you're going to earn. You can have an idea of what it could earn if the certain index does such and such.
Right, and now, you expect it to, you know, if you're looking at the formula and it's got a cap or a participation rate or whatever it is, you look at the story, it should cap out several of those years. So I might get 4% four times out of 5 years and get zero the next year, three times out of five and get zero the other 2 years, or something in the area. That's where we're getting that average of 3 to 4%, maybe. It's not going to give you a return every year, but it should give you a, you know, up to the cap, up to the spread rate, up to whatever the mitigating factor is on the interest rates, at least a couple of times during the next 5 years.
Now, why are people so down on things like this?
Well, the biggest reason people are down on annuities are the fees.
Yes, but I mean, they're lumping all annuities together.
Right.
We're talking about, in this particular instance, we're talking about something called, let's call it a fixed indexed annuity.
Well, let's just call it a fixed annuity, whether
right.
it's the traditional style or the index.
Or the index,
style.
Yeah.
Assuming there are no lifetime income riders on them, there are no fees. I know, yeah. I said it. No fees. Variable annuities have fees. Annuities with riders on them that give you some kind of a guarantee of something in the future have fees. A straight fixed annuity, a straight fixed index annuity, does not have a fee. Does a CD have a fee? How is the bank making money on a CD? The bank takes in money, invests it, and hopes to earn more on the money they're investing than what they're paying you in interest. How does an insurance company make money on a fixed annuity? They take in money. They hope to earn more money on the money that they've got invested than they're paying you in interest. And so that's the way fixed annuities work. Now, variable annuities do have fees. And so in many cases, the fees are fairly high. Now you just have to look at, what am I getting for those fees if I'm looking at variables? Now, variable annuities are not a bond replacement. They're not the bond alternative. Fixed annuities are CD alternatives, fixed annuities, fixed index annuities. They can be used to help reduce the amount of risk in an overall portfolio and get similar potential returns as a bond with less risk to principal over a moderate period of time.
Okay, now let's say you have a 401k, all right, and you want to add a little bit of stability to it. 401ks often have something called stable value funds in
them. The bigger ones.
Yeah. Do. Could this be something else that could potentially be an alternative to bonds?
It can, but it's on the lower side. I mean, they're only, most of them are in the 1% to 2% range. So they're an alternative to what bonds are paying right now. The advantage of the stable value fund is there's no risk to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guaranteed account. And it earns 1% to 2%, some maybe a little bit more right now. Is it a true alternative to what we used to use bonds for? No, it's more of a holding place for money we're going to spend, money we're going to distribute,
mm-hmm.
money we want to do something with over the next 4, 5, 6 years. So it's more of what we call bucket number one. It's not a huge income generator, but it's a placeholder. It's a safe area to put money so that we can distribute it. And distribution comes in a couple forms. One could be that I want to distribute it to myself so I can live when I retire, or it's a placeholder because I'm playing a market game. I'm not advocating this. I'm just saying, but a lot of people will move money over to the stable value because they feel that the market may go down in the not too distant future. Of course, that presupposes your market timing everything. I'm not a big fan of market timing. I'd rather look at it from a distribution standpoint. But people have been known to use it as a holder of value while they wait for something else to potentially happen. And they're willing to give up the potential return if it doesn't happen the way they thought.
Now, if it's inside your 401k and you're a relatively young person, if you got quite a bit of time before you're going to use this, is this something that somebody who's young should be considering?
Only if they really believe that something is going to happen that's going to drive the market down.
So, in other words, what they're going to
only
if they really
market timing.
You believe in the timing aspects of the market, that I know what's coming and I'm going to try to take advantage of something.
Well, most people, especially on the younger side of things, it's a 401k. You're not going to touch it for 20 years. I'm not that concerned with the volatility of the market because two reasons. Time is on my side, And the other is I'm young. I haven't built up a whole lot of assets that if it goes down, I'm losing that much in sheer dollars.
Right.
If I'm 55, 60, I probably have a better portfolio that I really don't want to see go down in value because there's money there and the time horizon's too short.
877-PLANNER. You can give us a call. I would suggest you call now. We'll take your calls and your emails when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLA-NNER. We'll be back right after this.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security Hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here live answering your money questions. You can give us a call right now. We do have lines open, as I said, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Whatever's on your mind, you give us a call, and we will talk to you about it. As I said, answer those money questions. We'll also do so online at our website. You go to our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. At the Find Your Answer link, you click on that and type your question in, and we will answer it here on the program. Want to get to a couple of these, Professor Plum, sort of change things up a little bit, because we do have some folks emailing us. Lee in Henderson, Nevada, says, my wife signed up for Medicare when she was 65, but she didn't apply for Social Security benefits until she turned age 66 this past March. At that time, she did a restricted application, taking spousal benefits on my record. She plans to save her own retirement benefits until she reaches age 70. She's had a few medical problems recently, and so she had to use her Medicare. But after the doctor's office submitted her claims, we got letters from Medicare denying those claims because they said they have no record of her in their files. She had no problems last year when she had some prior Medicare claims. Can you tell us what might be going on? Thank you, Brain Trust. Again, that's Lee in Henderson, Nevada. We've seen this before.
Well, yeah, Lee, and this is what's happening. When your wife signed up for Medicare at age 65, she signed up on her work record. She signed up because she had enough credits to earn a Social Security benefit, chose not to take her Social Security benefit, but she became eligible for Medicare at 65. So her Medicare number was based on her work record, based on her Social Security number. However, when she applied for a restricted application, when she applied for only the spousal retirement benefit, now she's receiving a benefit, a retirement benefit, not from her work record, but from your work record. She's no longer receiving Social Security based on what she did. She's receiving it based on what you did. And they changed her Medicare number because it's now also coming from your work record, not hers. And when that happens, the Medicare number changed. Her Medicare number, starting when she turned 66 and started receiving a spousal retirement benefit, is now based on your work record. It's based on your Social Security number with a slightly different number at the end. So when she went in to see the doctor, she just went in. I mean, most of the time, I go into the doctor, they say, has your insurance changed? I say, no, they just keep the information on file from last time and bill it according to what they did last time. She had all her information on file. But when she went in this time, her information had changed. Her Medicare number was no longer the same number. The Medicare number she used last year doesn't exist in the system anymore. It's an inactive number. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a person associated with it on Medicare. She's on a different number. So she needs to give them her new Medicare number that she received or should have received when she signed up for the spousal retirement benefit. And it'll, once she gives them that, it should clear up fairly quickly. They'll resubmit the claims and do everything.
Yeah.
But it is a giant hassle. It's no fun having your claims denied. It's no fun having to jump through the hoops and get everything straightened out. So unfortunately, for anybody who's doing this, make sure that they give them the right Medicare number. Now, she's going to go through this again. At age 70, she's going to go back in and apply for her own Social Security benefit. She will now be receiving, or at that point, she'll be receiving a Social Security benefit from her work record again.
And
because
she's
going to be on her work record, the Medicare is going to come from her work record. The Medicare number will be based on her work record. She'll go back to, and she'll have a new Medicare number again.
Is it not the old one prior to this one?
I think it's the same one. I don't know for a fact if it's a new one or not, but I think they go back to the original one. But either way, just make sure you're going to have to give them a new number again. Or she will, not you. How is anyone supposed to know this? Then many years down the line, we hope. Many, many years. Unfortunately, you predecease. You pass away before she does.
There you go.
And she picks up your benefit as a survivor benefit. then she'll get a new survivor Medicare number based on your work record, and she may have to switch back to the other number.
So you got to go in, you got to file the paperwork, and
when
you got to tell
change
them
where you're getting your benefit from.
Yes.
It's always coming from your work record, the number doesn't change. But if you go from your work record to your spouse's work record, back to your work record, then your current spouse dies and you pick up an ex-spouse's survivor benefit from before, there's a third number. Whose work record are we getting the benefit from?
You know, it's interesting, and I maybe you'd heard of this before. I hadn't heard of this at all being a problem at all until we
about
had
a
caller
ago.
About a year ago.
I had not heard about it.
Yeah, who had said, you know, it was denied. In fact, it was almost identical to...
And now we've heard about it a bunch.
Lee's problem was, and all of a sudden, it's starting to come in. And I don't know if it's just a new phenomenon or if it's because...
We've had the ability to do the restricted application since 2000, 2001.
Yeah.
So I would have thought we would have heard about it before now. And we've had, you know, full retirement age different than Medicare age for quite a while now.
Exactly.
So I would have thought we would have heard about this before last year.
Yeah, it wouldn't have to crop up even just for restricted application. I mean,
survivor would be the only one that really helped.
But there are quite a few. I would think there would be quite a few survivors. Anyway, that's the deal. So if your Medicare number changed for any reason, you're taking benefits off of somebody else's work record and then switch to your own, or vice versa. Or
your Medicare number changes, make sure you give them the right number so that the number is active and they get the benefit paid.
But I can see how that could be...
And it's annoying.
Of course it's annoying. All right, 877-PLANNER. Once again, we got room on the phones, 877-PLANNER. Let's get to Jim in Vista, California, who writes this. Professor Plum, I'm looking forward to maxing out my Social Security next year at age 70. And most of my savings, as in buckets, are in the form of IRAs and qualified annuities that are facing sizable minimum distributions beginning next year. Can you address the impact, income tax impact on the Social Security income due to the minimum distributions? So the question, Professor Plum, required minimum distributions, how does this affect taxation on Social Security? It can affect it a lot.
Well, it can, but I'm also wondering, if you haven't been receiving your Social Security up to this point, and the majority of your savings are in IRAs, where have you been living? How much you've been? Where are you getting the money to live? So I'm guessing you also have pensions, because otherwise you would have been taking money out of your IRAs. Now, to the extent that you have income other than Social Security, that may or may not subject your Social Security taxation. Now you throw regular income, pensions and things into the mix, and then now you start taking a large Social Security benefit, and you start taking a required minimum distribution. All of that pretty much gets thrown into the pot. What they do to determine how much, if any, of your Social Security is taxable is they look at all the other types of income on your tax return. The pensions that you're receiving, the IRA distributions you're receiving during that year, interest, dividends, passive income, capital gains, and tax-free municipal bond interest. You add all of that up, and you add half of the Social Security that you were paid for the year. If that resulting number is more than $25,000 as a single individual, $32,000 as a married couple, then some of your Social Security will be taxable. How much will be taxable? Well, it depends on how far over the threshold you are and whether or not you also go over a second threshold, which is 34 for a single individual, 44 for a married couple. If the MAGI, the modified adjusted gross income, the combination of all of your incomes plus the tax-free income, plus tax-free bond interest, plus half the Social Security exceeds the higher limit, it ramps up the speed that the amount of taxation of Social Security. At the worst case scenario right now, 85% of what you were paid in Social Security benefits will be taxable. Now, that's not an 85% tax rate. 85% of what I was paid becomes taxable. That may be taxable at 15%, it may be taxable at 25%, whatever bracket I'm in at that point. But up to 85% of it may be taxable. Now, I've been mentioning what you were paid. Maybe I get a $2,000 a month benefit, but I pay $127 or $125 in Medicare Part B, and I pay another $50 in Medicare Part D. So I'm not getting $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year. I'm getting something less. I'm getting $1,825 or whatever the number is a month, which is only, you know, $19,000 a year. I'm going to show the $24,000. I have to look at the full amount that I was paid before the reduction of the Medicare premiums. Now, the Medicare premiums may or may not be deductible if I itemized my deductions, but they look at what was I paid as a benefit, not necessarily what I received. Take half of that, add it to the rest of the portfolio. The reality is most people just put it into the computer. They either give it to their accountant, put it in the computer, but understanding where the income's coming from, and this is why we want to do tax strategies in many cases before you turn 70 and a half, so that we may be able to lessen the impact of the tax on our Social Security. Sizable distributions can create a lot of tax on Social Security that may not have been there before. Doing Roth conversions prior to getting to the age 70 maybe reduce the required minimum distribution enough to keep a big chunk of it out of the taxable event. At least maybe keep it out of the 85% inclusion, and where we're only taxing it on maybe 50% of the difference before we get to the high inclusion rate.
It's a big surprise to people too, because they think, well, I'm in this tax bracket. This is what I should be paying on my income. Wait a minute, why am I paying a whole lot more?
We've seen individuals who were in the 15% income tax bracket, towards the higher end of the 15% income tax bracket, have to do a required minimum distribution of maybe 10 grand, and that tax is almost 40% because of they moved into the 25% bracket and they moved into the 85% inclusion rate for Social Security. They're paying 25% on $1.85 for every dollar they take out of the IRA.
877-PLANNER, get on board. We got trivia and more when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com, that explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Again, our phone number, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. You can also send us an email. We'll get you another email or two shortly at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Now, today we discussed quite a bit of real estate, buying real estate in an IRA. There's a few things that we hadn't gotten a chance to cover on that. We will do so at a future date. But coming up tomorrow on this program, at least in the first segment or two of the first hour, we're going to be talking about strategies for accumulation and distribution. Now, this is another important topic, because the strategies that you use to accumulate money, that's in the, you know, the period of time, obviously, when you're saving, before you take it out, pre-retirement years, the strategies that you use there are, or at least should be, different from the strategies, Professor Plum, that you use to take the money out. But I think that gets lost on a lot of people who just figure, well, I've been doing this one way, accumulating it, I'll just reverse it on the way out.
And there's ways in the accumulation strategy to, unfortunately, people do the same thing and they just change their aggressive tone as they get closer. That may not be the right way to do accumulation either.
You mean they back off on the...
Like a target date.
Yeah, so they start to get quote unquote safer as they approach whatever age
they're
going to retire.
But they just keep funneling money into the big portfolio in the sky.
Right, exactly. So as I'm getting closer and I have some safer money, I'm going to start pumping some money into that safer account.
Or I'm just going to continue to pump it into that target date fund that's a 2020 fund, which automatically kept me in balance for my age group.
Right, exactly. So I'm dollar cost averaging into something that's really not volatile at all. And the question is, why would you ever want to do that? Well, these are strategies for accumulation and, by the way, the distribution side. And that's the one where I think a lot of people really get it wrong, Professor Plum, which is why we talk about things like a bucket strategy, which is really, it's not entirely a decumulation or distribution strategy, but it's a big part of it.
Of course. I mean, and the whole idea is, how do we protect against and or take advantage of something we know is going to happen in the different markets? And that's volatility. And, you know, people talk about the unexpected downturn. It's not unexpected. The day may be slightly unexpected, but we all know that the market is volatile. Bond market, stock market, real estate market, pick a market. Volatility is one thing that we can count on. And to say that we were surprised that the market took a dump, it happens. The question is, did it happen at an inopportune time for you? And did you not take steps to avoid that inopportune time? That's not the market's fault. That's our fault.
Well, because we know the market's going to do what it's going to do. look back historically, it's going to continue to do that. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. You can't time your retirement necessarily. If you're going to try to do market timing and say, well, I predict there's going to be an upcycle before X year, 5 years from now. So that's going to be when I decide to retire. Well, you could be wrong. Chances are you're going to be wrong. So it's all about the strategy, and that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow on this program, not just for accumulating money, but also for distributing that money. Important stuff. You don't want to run out of money before you run out of time, and it points out why, quite frankly, you don't want to be doing this stuff yourself. That's why we're here to help you out. Now, trivia for today. This comes from, Social Security.
A trivial situation.
I suppose it is. Okay, this one goes like this. The Social Security payroll tax rate paid by employees has been 6.2% since 1990, except for a 2% reduction in the rate during the two years of 2011 to 2012.
Now, the Social Security rate paid by employees is only half of the overall tax rate that's being paid, because mm-hmm. the employee is having 6.2% of his pay or her pay taken out of their check and sent to the federal government, but the employer is also paying 6.2%. Now, in theory, that 6.2% that is being paid by the employer, it's being paid on behalf of the employee, and if it hadn't been paid to the government, it could have been paid to the employee. So the reality is that employee is paying 12.4%, at least up to the wage base. And if you happen to be self-employed, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because you are paying 12.4% mm-hmm. of your tax. Now, there are a couple of people running for office, and if one of them gets elected, they have said that they expect that tax rate to change. It's been the same for, 26 years now?
1990.
So they think that it's too low. And to save Social Security, that 6.2% needs to go to 8.2%.
Of course.
Of
now,
course,
now
if they're going to raise,
will be solved.
If they raise that side of it, most likely they're going to raise the other side as well. A potential 4% swing in the taxes you pay. And guess what? If you're self-employed, you get to pay it all directly. That's a big chunk of money.
That is a tax on
everybody.
Everybody. But it's a tax on middle class. It's a tax on the lowest wage earners.
The hardest hit will be the self-employed individual who has an average wage. We talked earlier about the mm-hmm. average wage, wage in the U.S., 50-ish, or household income, $55,000, $60,000. If that's coming from self-employment income, the biggest tax that many self-employed people pay is the self-employment tax. It's much larger than the income tax that they pay, the federal income tax they pay. In many cases, it's more than the federal income tax and the state income tax they live in combined.
See, now what I don't understand is why they don't do this for, take an income. If they really believe that it's in trouble, it's not. But let's pretend that they do. So why not take an income level, 100,000, 150 or something, whatever, and then say anything, phase it in, anything above that is going to be subject to the extra 2%, kind of like what they do with a Medicare premium.
Because there's not enough people making that income. There's not enough income up there. Now, what they're going to do is raise the wage base. In addition, they're talking about raising the wage base from the current 118.5.
Yes.
And it normally changes a little bit each year with a CPI factor. Didn't change last year. We didn't have a CPI factor that was positive. But this year, it'd probably go up. They're talking about changing it from 118.5 to maybe 200 or 250.
Yeah,
or
so right there.
Taking the cap off of it completely like they did with Medicare way back when.
Right, and then you wind up doubling it, because not only are those people paying the tax that they weren't paying before, but now they're, instead of paying 6.2, what are they going to pay, 8.2? I don't see it passing, but
We'll see.
Yeah, that's just one of the proposals by one of the candidates.
Right. I haven't heard the proposal from the other candidate. They tend to be a little bit more not exact.
Just wake me up when this is over, all right? Can I just be knocked out for
just shoot me
4 years
over.
Or 8 years? I mean, please.
Knock me out when it's over is what it is.
All right, that's what it is. Yeah, I just don't want to be
over.
Around for it. Okay. We're out of time. All right, well, I'm sorry I didn't get to Tony in Sacramento. Your email, we will get to that tomorrow on this program. If you need the brain trust, and I would suggest that you do, because doggone it, folks, I said this before, you don't want to do this stuff yourself. It's impossible. Well, it's not impossible. I'm saying it's very difficult. You can talk to any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, including Professor Rick Plum, at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. You have questions on anything, you want to talk to an advisor about your retirement plan. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.